A new public-private partnership will fund a downsized Wisconsin public television studio. The agreement is the result of weeks of negotiations. The talk started when a local task force in Green Bay decided to try to persuade the University of Wisconsin Extension to change its plans to shut the studio down completely. UW Extension Chancellor Kevin Riley says both sides are pleased. He says Extension gets to save money, and the people of Green Bay get to keep their local public TV studio.
I think it's a win-win. Both sides got to understand each other's position. It was a positive negotiating process and outcome, and I think we came to a solution with some compromises that bodes well for the future.
Some people do not win out under the agreement. They include the handful of public television employees in Green Bay who will lose their jobs. Riley says the extent of those cuts won't be fully known until next week. Another compromise is that the Green Bay Task Force is now charged with raising $150,000 a year for the next 2 years. Economic times may be tough, but Green Bay Mayor Paul Jaden says the task force and the community are equal to the challenge.
Well, I think when you look at the kind of willingness to give in this community that we've witnessed in the past, I believe that's a very doable figure.
Extension's financial responsibility for the Green Bay studio is now down to $150,000 a year, and more money will be generated through shows produced at the studio. The UWGB will continue to lease the on-campus studio rent-free. That means shows like Teen Connection will live on. WPNE-TV service to Northeast Wisconsin was never in jeopardy. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.